Calming the Storm by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
Back in Matthew chapter 8, we'll be looking at the Lord Jesus Christ calming the storm. Reminds me that many people have a lot of storms that we have in our own personal lives. Difficulties come, trials, we don't know how we're going to handle them. But we, praise God, know the one who can handle each and every difficulty that comes our way, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus was upon the earth, though, as he walked on the earth, his disciples followed him, and they were learning more about him each and every day. They'd seen him as he had worked, and now as he gets in his ministry, he decides he's going to go across the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is a region that has many mountains beside it, and many times winds will start down through those mountains across the sea, and of course on a sea you can get waves. And it must have been pretty bad because some of those disciples were actually fishermen by trade. They were used to fishing on the Sea of Galilee. If they were scared, I'm sure that all of us here would have been scared if we'd been in the boat. But the scene shows us Jesus is tired. He lays down and goes to sleep. And he's sleeping in the middle of the storm, and the disciples are fearful. That's the story we have today. What an interesting setting it is. I'm glad I wasn't on the boat. But I'm glad that I know the one who was able to still the storms of life, still the storms that come in all our lives. All of us, if we live long enough, we're going to have some storms that come our way, some difficulties, some trials, some things that look like they may overwhelm us. But praise God, if the Lord is with us, we have nothing to fear. If God is there for you, you have simply to trust in Him through the storms of life. Let's pray before we get to going this morning. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the Word of God because Your Word is true. It's just as true when this was written as it still is today. Guide us as we look at Your truth. Help us, Lord, to learn to apply those truths in our daily lives. Many of us are facing difficulties and trials. Lord, they come into all of our lives. Help us always to remember to look to You for our help and strength and guidance, and realize that You can take us through any trial, any trouble that comes our way. Bless us as we trust in You and look for Your truth and learn how to apply it to our lives. We ask and pray it in Christ's name. Amen. You may recall that last week we showed you that Jesus had certain demands for discipleship. Later on, Jesus would say, "If any man will come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me." Jesus wanted us and them to know that there would be some costs along the way as we followed the Lord Jesus Christ. But this one thing we know about it all: it doesn't matter what comes our way, Jesus will be with us, Jesus will help us, He will guide us, He will empower us to do whatever it is He wants us to do in life, if we simply look to Him and trust Him each and every day. I'm so glad that I have a Savior that walks with us. He will guide us and guard us. He will provide for us each and every step of our life. I'm so grateful for that. Without the Lord, I don't know where I'd be. I don't know what I would do. But I know that there is a someone who cares for me. No matter what other men may do, no matter what other men may say, I know that I can look to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him all the way. Yes, I say, I know it's going to be some cost along the way, but I know the Lord will make it all worth it in the end. The Lord will reward those who are faithful and true to Him. He'll bless them and guide them and keep them all along life's way. And so we learned that there is, yes, a cost to discipleship. But we know that when we get in the midst of those storms of life, the Lord can be trusted to pull us through. I'm glad for that. I praise the Lord for that. Yes, we have a Lord that will go with us if we follow Him as His disciples. So notice first of all in our text, verse 23, when He entered into a ship, His disciple followed Him. It's imperative that we follow Jesus. Wherever He leads us, wherever He goes, we need to be following Him because that is the safest place. You say, Pastor, He entered in a boat. There was a great storm on the lake. Yeah, sometimes the Lord takes us right through the storms of life. He wants us to know that He has us all the time. Doesn't matter where we're at, where we're going, if we're going with Jesus, we're safe all the way through until we get to the end, the journey's end of our life. Thank the Lord that He shows us those truths in His Word. We just simply need to follow. The old hymn says, follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow on. What a great truth that is for us to know. I must simply just follow Jesus. Follow in His footsteps. Follow where He leads me. And you know what? Sometimes I just need to lay down like Jesus did when He got tired. Lay down and trust that He'll be with there to care for me, to protect me right in the midst of the storms of life. Jesus is there to depend on. And so His disciples did exactly what they ought to have done in the first place. They followed Jesus right into the boat. Then it says, behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea. I wonder, as we think about that, I wonder if the disciples would have followed in the boat if there was already a storm. Needed to. Where Jesus is at, that's the safest place. If Jesus is with us, He's going to be there to make sure that we're safe right in the midst of it. But it says, no, there was a great storm, a tempest, after they got in. There arose a great tempest after they got in. Insomuch that the sea covered, their ship, rather, was covered with waves, but He was asleep. Now, you got to be pretty tired to go to sleep in a boat that's going on all the waves. Visualize. Here's this ship, this small ship out here on the sea, and the waves is making it smack, smack, smack. And there's Jesus. I don't know if He snored or not, but anyway. You go to some places, they say, do you snore? I don't know. I don't stay up to find out. I think I might once in a while. My wife pokes me and has me, get off your back. Get over on your side. But there was Jesus asleep in the boat. The boat is going up and down. The boat is obviously smacking on the waves as it goes up and down. Sound asleep, simply trusting he's where the Father wants him. And you know what? What a great lesson that is for us. We need to learn that we can follow Jesus wherever he goes and know that wherever he goes is the safest place for us to be. It's where he wants us to be. Following him, serving him, doing his work. Just honoring him with our obedience to follow on. Anywhere, everywhere that Jesus leads us in our life. What an important truth that is for us to apply to our lives. Wherever we're at with Jesus is the best place for us to be. You know, sometimes Jesus has lessons for us to learn. Jesus had lessons for his disciples to learn here. They needed to simply trust him. Know that he would care for them wherever he took them, wherever they went. If they went with Jesus, that was the place to be. Thank the Lord. He teaches us that same lesson. Wherever the Lord leads me is where he wants me to be. God wants to work in my life and yours. He wants to guide us in the place where he can use us for his glory and his honor and show forth his goodness and grace to the world through our lives as we follow him faithfully and serve him with a true heart. Thanks be to God for his care for us as he leads us in this life. But there they were in the middle of the sea, going up and down, and Jesus was sound asleep. Well, that's sleeping. His disciples came to him and awoke him. Now, get the picture. They're in this ship, small ship, although it's big enough for his disciples and him to get into. And Jesus is asleep. The disciples come to him, and you suppose they were real gentle about getting him awake? Jesus said, it's time to get up. Lord, wake up! Can't you imagine? There was a bit of excitement in their voices. That their voices were raised. That they said, Lord, get up! Awake! It's not time to sleep. It's time to get up and see what trouble we're in. Lord, save us. We perish. That's almost as close as Peter's voice when he says, Lord, save me. Lord, we're in the middle. Lord, we're drowning. Lord, we don't have any prospect of getting out of this. We need your help. We perish. He said to them, why are you fearful? Oh, ye of little faith. You know what we've got here? Jesus said, what you've got is a lack of faith. If I let you in the boat, and we're going somewhere, we're going to get there. And you know what? That's a lesson for us again in our lives. If the Lord asks us to get into the boat and go somewhere, and he's with us, and we're following him, we need to simply trust him right in the midst of all that chaos. Could you imagine the waves coming over the boat? Most people get scared.
Scared
to death. Fearful their lives would soon end. Jesus said, Don't have fear. Have faith. Faith in me. Have faith. Faith is greater than fear. Faith will help us do things that we wouldn't ordinarily do. But it's imperative that we're in the place where Jesus wants us to be. We've got to be where He wants us before He can help our faith to grow. You see, if they hadn't been on the ship in the middle of the ocean, if there hadn't been a great storm, Jesus couldn't have showed His great power, His awesome ability to meet the need of whatever it is. That's a lesson for us. We've got to be there in the midst of those storms of life to realize that greater is He than all those storms of life. Jesus is greater. Put your faith in the one that you're following. Trust Him each and every day. Jesus calls us all, to go through some storms of life. But you know what? If we're following Him and we're where He wants us to be, we'll be at the site where our faith can be increased as we see Him work on our behalf. His disciples would see Him do something that they had never seen done before. And this was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Something that was extraordinary. Oh, He was the one who had been with them and helped them. He's the one that had guided them so far and kept them safe. But here they were in the midst of the storm and their faith began to weaken. Jesus said, when your faith begins to weaken, look to me. Trust me. Realize I am able to do whatever is necessary to meet your need. Trust me. He arose and rebuked the wind, the scripture says, and the sea, and there was a great calm. Wow. Get the picture. Here are the waves. Way up above the boat. Jesus rebukes the wind, says, peace be still. Calm as glass. Nary a wave anywhere. Wow. How do you suppose you would have reacted if you had been with Jesus? Wow. We've never seen anything like this. Here's their marvel. What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey Him? Yes, that's a good question for us. What manner of man was Jesus? Well, let's look at it. What manner of man was He? Well, He is a man unlike any other man. Look back at His beginnings. He was in the beginning with God. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus was there in the beginning. But you know what? He put upon Himself human flesh. He became obedient to God and became the great and wonderful Savior, willing to be born in Bethlehem. What manner of man is this? Born like no other, so that He could provide what none other could do for us. Jesus Christ, yes, God's Son, showing His might, not only to make the worlds, but to come into the world and become the Savior of the world. Thanks be to God that we have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was there for us. Not only the beginning, but in the end. Jesus Christ forevermore. He is like no other man because he had a beginning unlike no other man. He is the one who's called the God-man, the man Christ Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of man. Jesus Christ, the perfect one for us. They marveled because he was one who could calm the storm. He could cure the leper, cause those who are lame to run and jump. Jesus Christ is the great physician. He is the great almighty God as well. That makes him unusual, unique, and different than all other men. Yes, he is God's Son, the Redeemer of all the world and all humanity. Thanks be to God. His disciples saw that. In the midst of the storm, he is the great help, the great comfort, and great encourager for us all. What manner of man is he? He is the great and noble and wonderful Savior for all who would trust him and follow him. Thanks be to God, Jesus is there for you as well. In the midst of the adversities of life, Jesus Christ can be trusted. Put your faith and trust in him. He alone is able to take you through the storms of life. He alone is able to secure you and keep you when all others will fail. I thank the Lord. He gives us that encouragement as well today. Look to him, trust him, follow him and serve him with a true and faithful heart. He is able to save you. He is able to keep you and secure you till time and eternity begins. Thanks be to God for what Jesus Christ does for us. Let's thank him for his goodness and grace. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for your grace and goodness to us. Lord, in this time and in this day, help us, Lord, to look to you, to trust in you and realize, Lord, that you have that same saving knowledge and strength and courage for us. Help us to look to you in faith, to trust you each and every day, no matter what the situations of life are. Help us to rely upon you. Be with us and guide us, encourage us, and use us to show forth your praise and your glory to all that come into our lives. And we just thank you and praise you for what you're going to do. Keep us all safe during this cold, Lord. God, just watch over each and every one. And Lord, meet the needs and encourage your people today. We ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen.